God, I need to clean this room.
Oh, ha! Whoops, we're on. Oh, God, it's going to be one of those nights, Felicia.
It still says starting soon over here.
It does, but it said that we were live and we were just blah, 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 talking about nothing.
Yeah. Where are we again?
I mean, fuck. So, hi, everybody. How are you?
Welcome to another episode of Let's Have a Fifi. We'll discuss my face in a minute, because even I don't know what's going on with it.
Those of you listening on YouTube, be thankful.
YouTube or iTunes?
That's what I meant. iTunes. Same difference.
But now we're under better lighting.
I know, it's fantastic. Look at this. There's no real issues with white balances, and I'm not flushing people out. And
I'm not super dark, like I just flew in from Africa. Which could be
those of you listening on iTunes, in case you didn't know.
I don't have Ebola.
Felicia is black.
Let's get this gig started.
What are you doing?
Don't come to me between 2 or 3, because I'm in the beauty shop, bitch.
Oh my word. So welcome to episode 8 of season 3.
Craziness.
So this look. Last week we had black and red for your face.
Right, yeah.
And this look for my face was a suggestion by Wayne Dipple, who lives in Casa Grande. And he said, you hear that emphasis? He said that I should do
Teaches Christ,
like a campy look. I'm gonna have to say, I don't think that the look fits my face.
Well, you know what? It could, you know, it's not as bad as I think you think it is for what it is. I mean, it's supposed to be campy.
The lips are driving me crazy.
The fact that they reach halfway across your face.
And I already have big lips, and I drew on the outside of my own lips.
It's amazing. And you're wearing your breasts tonight. That's always fun for everybody.
I figured in the lighting, they would be able to tell.
They'd be able to.
And you know, anytime you wear the titties.
There's no hiding anything. So.
Oh, we forgot to say that. Oh, for those people that don't know, we got new lighting.
We do have new lighting, yes.
And for those that are listening on iTunes, you just don't give a fuck.
Right, that's fine. We're also looking for sponsors because we need audio equipment, and we know what we need. We just need somebody to help us.
Or just go buy it for us.
Or buy it for us.
If you got like $300,
less than that, even.
We need some other stuff. I know. I'm waiting for it to stop misbehaving.
Come on, YouTube.
But,
there we go.
Oh, good. It didn't. Oh, I haven't listened to videos all week. That's why. But now this is not working. Anyway, so.
Of course not. Why would it be?
I bought some lighting on Amazon because I saw it really cheap.
Hey, you know.
And these are actually pretty good.
They are pretty good. We didn't need much. It's not like we're in a massive room and you know what I mean?
Even if we were, this is kind of like.
We have plans to fix the backdrop and things like that because.
Because. This is a free show, so...
Right, ain't nobody paying me, so...
we get what you get.
So.
We basically go off of what we can scrounge off of a check.
Right?
So I said, I have an extra $50 right,
I have
right
a few bucks
now.
Extra, we can get this.
So I'm just gonna... I see these on sale, and I'm gonna buy them.
Yeah.
And
also on our list is a new... We need a new desk, because this desk is...
Yeah.
But it's bowed in the middle. It's kind of scary.
Or if somebody wants to build us like a new set in my room, I will totally be down for that.
We also are in need of another computer chair so that we're at the same level because...
What's wrong with you? You're not okay up there?
Well, it's kind of awkward and my feet tend to go numb because I'm sitting on a high chair, essentially, is what's happening.
Okay, so when we get equal level and I still look taller than you.
Well,
are you
okay
with that?
It's fine. It's going to be your hair. It's fine.
See, these are the things I try to prevent.
So how was your weekend, Felicia?
Fucking fantastic. I just turned 30.
And you got married.
How many people can say that?
It's funny thing.
Funny you say that.
So, okay, so, you know, I can legally get married whenever the fuck I want, right? I didn't, technically, for a little while, I haven't had to wait for quite some time now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Carrie goes back to work on Monday, and every single person who saw her. So, did you get married?
Oh, my God.
It's like, so, just because it's legal... Everybody's gonna go get married now. Everybody. Just because that's. I said that she should have turned around and been like, no, did you? Because, you know, it's legal and all.
It's legal now.
Like, I think that's what everybody.
You
no,
know, she should have done is turn around and was like, did you know that whites can marry blacks now?
I know, right?
Just be
it's like, be like, no, but I did marry a black person. But,
and just fucking, see their face just go.
It's. I get it. It was a big deal.
And it was in the paper and it was on the news.
But I'm just like, why do you assume that every single gay person went out and got married?
There was a couple gay people that were like, congratulations, but then they were kind of depressed. It was kind of like, oh, I didn't get married. And I was like, well, is that a congratulations to me or
right?
Is that a like, I'm jealous that you got married? I'm not sure.
I have my own thoughts on it. No, I can deal with that later. But let's see. Friday was Spotlight.
Which was amazing.
That was fun. I didn't get to see as much of it as I usually do because I was backstage trying to get myself
smearing
into
stuff on your face.
Like pantyhose and thigh highs. But the looks on people's faces for that number was
like
priceless.
Oh, he's wearing a coat. He's wearing a coat. Cute. And then whew.
Apparently there were a few people Dominic was telling me that there were a couple people that were like, who was that? Like, they weren't sure. I get on stage and they're like, who's that?
Oh, I guess I did a good job.
Who is that? I'm like, that's right, bitches.
Yes, that makeup artist is really good.
Yeah. I think it was a lot of the wig and the stockings and my garter belts and the things.
Sponsored by Green Girl.
Right? Green Girl provided a wig, which is fantastic,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. And my first number was fairly creepy, I think. I think I managed to pull
the pictures
that
are fairly creepy.
You like what I did there? I'm getting pretty handy at the whole editing thing.
I was like, this is kind of creepy. It wasn't that creepy in person, but definitely creepy
make
on
the pictures. I make the pictures creepy. That works.
So then Saturday we performed at
Rainbows Festival,
yeah.
Which was almost a very big clusterfuck.
Because I decided to get married.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't because of that. There was other things that were going on and things that were happening, and
I'm
trying to chase down music first thing in the morning and stuff like that. So that was kind of like,
that was
almost messy.
I set mine before I went to bed at 2
yes,
in the morning.
Yes, you did, as did many other people, which was very nice because I got up and was immediately working on shit. So, but
except
that
for those
was
people
that
forgot.
That could have almost been very, very bad. There were things that happened that just, bleh. But it was fun. I mean, we didn't.
And our marriage got in the Arizona Republic.
Look at that.
Under my boy name.
In drag. Did you ever think you were gonna get married in drag?
No. In fact, I'm standing there, and I thought that Scott was kidding. I was like. I said, well, okay. I mean, just thinking, okay, he's joking with me.
Right.
He's going to turn around anytime and go, ha, just kidding.
Right.
No, he didn't.
No.
He didn't take the time to say, just kidding. And I'm like, wait, I got a show and I need to tell Freddie.
And you got married in drag.
Yes. So if my sister, I know, watches this.
You got married in drag.
Just know that we're gonna have a more formal ceremony.
Yeah. I did not get married. But I am very, very happy for those people that did get married.
I was married before, and so the big looming question is that if you were married, so when we got married the first time, it was that back and forth between Prop 8 and stuff. So we signed up and got the domestic partnership.
Not the same thing.
Not the same thing. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But, so is that void in California now? Or do I have to go void it in California?
I don't think it's voided. I think you can, because a domestic partnership is not a marriage, it's not, it, like, I think.
I need some legal advice. Somebody needs to tell me something. So if we get married here, which I can get married down the street here, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I'm going all the way to Phoenix. Like, legally, what has to happen? Like, I'm not aware. I got to check on the domestic partnership thing and see if
Well, you'll be able to file your taxes jointly now, next year.
A, if, is it federal or just state?
All of it.
Oh, it's federal and state? Oh, cool.
Yep.
Bring on the money, bring on the checks.
And then, anything happened on Sunday? You went back to Rainbow's Festival on Sunday, yes?
No.
You didn't? Oh, I thought you did.
No.
I swear she did.
No, I went and got a massage.
Oh, man, I would have loved to get a massage.
And then it started raining all of a sudden when I came out.
I saw that. What was I doing on Sunday?
It was
What was I doing on Sunday that...
It was it's our chore day. What were you doing?
We didn't do our chores. I took Carrie to the ER. And it was, like, weird and raining and bizarre. And
yeah,
like,
I came... Well, while I was getting a massage, I thought, well, they're moving furniture and shit while I'm in here.
Yeah.
Why are they doing that?
Random.
And then, so, like, I come out, and it's, like, thunder and lightning that
just,
you can see
right
across the sky. And I'm like, bitch, get me out of here.
It was awesome. I loved it.
I don't like to be outside when it's lightning.
Oh, if I had a camera, I'd totally be out there trying to take pictures and shit.
Yeah, but I don't.
So, I just have to make a note real quick. So, you see this shit on my shirt here?
What is that?
Well, ever since the fucking US of A pageant, right, I've been finding random bits of, like, fake blood all over the place, and it keeps ending up on my shit. I don't know where it's coming from, and it
Who
was...
fake blood?
Everybody did fake blood, because it was fucking... What was the fucking theme? It was some horror theme.
Oh.
So for presentation, everybody was in fake blood and shit. So somebody that was around me got fake blood on something or something
Your
that
makeup.
Was in my... I don't know. Like, when I put this on, it didn't have anything on it. And then all of a sudden, I'm, like, in the car, and I look down, and I went to buckle my seatbelt, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Maybe it's on the seatbelt.
It's not on the seatbelt. And I've been finding it random places. A lot of times I find it down here, like, on my pants, on my
pocket.
You know,
that's weird, because I've been finding, like, red spots on my tights.
Right? So I have random, like, I keep finding it randomly, and luckily it washes out, but I'll find it on, like, the corner of my shirt down here. The other day I went to work and didn't even realize that I had red all on my knee and my fucking pants. I'm like, fucking motherfuckers and their goddamn fake blood. Oh my God.
Your coworkers are like, oh, he is really into that Halloween.
Y'all use fake blood. Keep it contained.
At least it's not that sticky, like, Kool-Aid, like, stuff.
I know, but it still gets all over me. Like, it's all over everything, and I don't know where it's coming from. Like, I'm trying to find the source so I can clean it, and I don't know what the source is, because I'll find it randomly.
Not me.
It pisses me off.
I haven't had my period in years.
Oh, my God, Felicia. Fuck.
Why can't I see people talking?
What I don't know. What did you do? Did you break it? You broke it again, didn't you? Why are the comments broken on YouTube? Is it working on...
Nope.
It's not working on Google either. Why? There's
well, if
always
you're there,
something.
If you're there, I have my phone.
You can message us on Facebook?
My massive phone.
Or something. Did you get a new one? You got the new one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Felicia.
You know me.
That's insane.
It was time for upgrade.
It's look at this and compare it to my hand. Put it in my hand. Put it in my hand. It's huge. I can't, how do you like, I can't do anything with one finger.
You can't? Okay.
Oh my God.
You please. Said it.
Take the plastic shit off of it.
No, not yet until I get a case.
Oh my God.
I'm one of those. I was going to check to see if anybody's been.
Have you bent it yet?
No. Why would I bend my phone?
Because apparently they're bendable.
Well, thank you, Dana Smith, for subscribing to our YouTube channel. We would like to see. Oh, new activity.
Oh, good.
You've got red on you. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a cute one, Bunny. That's a cute one. Hi, Sassy. Thank you.
I was supposed to marry Felicia, but she decided that, you know.
I look stunning.
Oh, Crystal.
Crystal, honey. Is this new HD?
Are you drunk?
Is the
She's drunk.
Oh
She's
my God. Really?
Stunning. Stunning.
Have you seen my lips? My lips are almost at my nose.
Okay. And they stretch it like crown. It's a clown mouth. It stretches all the way out to her fucking cheeks.
Veronica wants to know where her air mattress is?
No, she wants to know how her air mattress is.
Oh, okay.
And it's fantastic. It's
sleeping on the air mattress.
No, that's the whole thing. Is that I keep dragging it back and forth to places and then it doesn't quite make it into Veronica's car. So
Oh, look at my lips. I like them like this. I'll talk like this for the rest of the night. Let's see. Thanks, Bunny. Bunny has not been with us in a while because, I don't know, she decided to have a life outside of this show. And she
What could
came
she
back.
Possibly be doing at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday?
Homework? You guys look amazing, and congrats on getting married. Thank you. I look like the Bride of Frankenstein.
You do look like the bride. So, how's this for kind of interesting? I don't know if you've noticed. So I'm going on almost 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch. See this right here?
Are you getting Adam's apple?
A little bit. It's
transformation.
It's starting, and there's no shading this evening under here. Crazy, huh?
On the other hand, you can't really see mine.
No.
But there's lots of makeup down there.
There is lots of makeup down there.
Oh, let's do your just the tip.
All right.
Just the tip. Oh, it decided it didn't want to play that song.
Oh, didn't want that one. Good.
It said, fuck it. We don't want to play that. Let's do this. It really does not want to play that song. Oh, there it goes.
What are you doing?
It was the machine. I totally double.
Oh, my God.
I know what I'm doing sometimes. Just the Tip is brought to you by WhiteyTiny.com. Oh my God, we look so amazing.
We look something.
Philip Sinclair, thank you for tuning in. He hasn't been around in a while either.
Mm.
And who else did I talk to? Mystique hasn't been around in a while either.
No, she hasn't. What the hell? We have to start stalking her again.
I told her next time she's in town, we need to get Red Sprite. Watch the episodes, baby. Watch the episodes. Move on.
I mean, to watch the episodes. I live the episodes. Why am I watching the reruns?
I watch them.
I know you.
Why
do.
Did I do that to my face?
That's why I don't watch them.
Tomorrow I'll be watching this and go.
Fascinating. What is wrong with my face? all right. So,
go ahead.
My tip tonight is. It's actually kind of, it's relevant in a lot of ways. It's about, so it's something Felicia sent me, and it's all about basically the things that men learn in order to be men kind of things. Like, it's mm-hmm. This is, you know, you need to know these things in order to be a real man. And with the trans community, being as big as it is, and trans men, you know, trying to be the best men that they can. It's been my experience just in seeing a lot of trans men and how they interact and how they sort of change, their attitudes change,
mm-hmm.
As their transition progresses, that I swear to God, they see these things and they're like, oh, I have to do that. If I have to do that, then I have to, if I do that, then I'll be a real man. And I'm like, no, stop that shit. So these are things that,
see, trans men should be learning from bio men not to do certain things.
See, these are the things that, you know, it's basically, it's what every guy should know, but it's really what every guy shouldn't know. Don't do this. This is what not to do, basically. First one is sow your wild oats. And it says this one is also known as view sex as a conquest and have sex with as many partners as you possibly can. No.
I think that's our society in general.
It, you know, it is, because it's, and it's one of those double standards too, where it's, and it's always been that way. And I will never understand it. Guy has, and it's that fucking cliche. Guy has sex with 15 people. Doesn't matter whether they're men or women.
Mm-hmm.
They're a fucking stud, man.
You were great. You were great,
bitch,
man.
High five, motherfucker.
Yeah.
The chick does the same thing. Oh, you're
I slept with 16 men and I loved it.
You're a slut.
Oh.
Slut. You know, the men are told, you know, during their 20s to, you know, don't get tied down and go out
in any hole.
Right. Go stick it in things. And, you know, don't.
It's okay if a gopher comes out when you're done.
It's okay to allow relationships to happen. It's okay to let love happen. It's okay to let feelings happen. You don't have to get out there and feel obligated to bang whatever the fuck you can, whenever the fuck you can. Like, it's okay to feel feelings and become attached, and, you know, it's okay to be like, oh wow, I really like this chick.
But we teach men also to be emotionless.
Yes.
Less.
Can't be emotional. Mm-mm.
Oh, I fell in love with her.
That's for women.
Fuck, I'm still
yo.
In my 20s.
Right?
Oh my God.
That's for women, yo.
I'm not in my 20s.
No, you're not. All right, the other thing is always be in control. Men must be in control. You have to be
that?
In control.
Why
well, otherwise
that?
You're not a man. You know, you have to be in control. And this is not just in, you know, you have to be the breadwinner, but sexually as well. You have to be in control. You will be on top. She's going to do what you're going to tell her to do, or he's going to do. Whatever it is, you need to be the man.
Oh.
So, you know, you need to...
Not sure how I feel about that one.
You need to be dominant. You need to, you know, and, you know, God forbid you become a...
Oh.
Thank you, Veronica. We'll get to that in a second. It's,
oh God.
And if you think about it, even in gay culture, a lot of times bottoms or submissives are kind of
There is a lot of I guess you
fucking not, Nelly Bottom. It's fucking
there's very deep classification of that. If you're not part of the, I keep saying the Adonis factor. Is that right?
Adonis.
But if you're not, like, masculine and
right.
You're not bulging with muscles, that you're not a top.
Right.
Like, if I say I'm a top, what's the first reaction you think I get? Okay. So, like, people need to know that you can't just read a book by the cover. Well, and
interestingly enough, I get the same reaction. Which is funny, because I'm actually very much a top.
Mm.
I am. And people look at me, they're like, no, you're not. I'm like, you don't know what the hell goes on in my bedroom.
Just because I do this and do this doesn't mean...
Just because I'm a little bit on the softer side doesn't mean that...
A flip can't, you know?
Right. You can't judge. And it's...
And there's people that go back and forth.
Right, you have people that are versatile, you have switches. But what it ticks me off when people assume I'm a bottom, and it's not because there's anything wrong with being a bottom, But it's that assumption that, oh, you're a little bit on the softer side and...
You like musicals.
Right. So you must be. I'm like,
have no idea. You like all the divas, so you must be a girly man.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. Mm.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me that, because I know.
I know some overly buff men that listen to Britney Spears. That's all I'm saying.
Right? I know some very, very large...
That will just dance to Whitney Houston in the club.
Yep. And then who will bend over and take it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm just saying. Okay, the other one is we have value hotness over everything. In other words, traditional measures of physical effectiveness. So make sure...
No, we've become more superficial about it.
We really have. It's
People believe, in fact, I was talking to somebody today that they believe that they should not be going out with someone because they thought that that person was prettier than them.
Mm.
And I thought,
ouch.
Well, don't you think that you deserve them? Like,
well,
what makes you feel any lesser than that person?
Right. That's, yeah. I can't believe.
They're
the pretty one. I can't. Well, porn doesn't help that. Because,
but see, that's the thing. Like, we've explained that on this show.
We have.
Porn is a fantasy.
It is.
A pure fantasy.
And, well, it's like,
and
what people, I don't think, okay, so the typical porn that people see are, you always have these sort of well-built men with gigantic penises that seem to go and forever and ever and ever, and women with fake breasts and perfectly formed vaginas.
And they moan like this.
And, oh yeah, as he's ramming his cock into her completely dry asshole. No! porn gives us a very...
And
it's
people need to realize that those things to, like, all day. Like, people take 8 hours to film those.
Well, yeah. And they're also, like, the male porn stars will often take 2 Viagra to stay hard, mm-hmm. along with other supplements to stay hard. The women, a lot of them have, and this is in traditional porn, mind you. This is not in, like, queer porn or some of the sort of the different stuff out there, but this is the traditional
porn.
And
not to say, but my preference is... a man and a woman porn.
See, I'm...
I didn't specify what kind of man or woman.
Right. See, here, my I have problems with all sorts of porn. If I can find good queer porn, I'd prefer that, because I can't stand fake porn. And that's what
the
most
one where
mainstream...
Like, I came down here to the basement to see if the plumbing was still working.
For fuck's sake, yes. I hate it. There's nothing worse than... I remember...
Oh,
I was watching. Okay, because
is this before you came out, or
no? This is while I was working at Fascinations, because we, you know, we're encouraged to watch.
Hi, Jimmy Wimber.
Oh, hi, Jimmy. We were encouraged to watch some of the movies because we need to be familiar with what the different films are, right? I remember watching this movie that I just about died.
The toppiest of tops and
Dommiest of doms I've ever been with, or the most sensitive and emotional of all my partners. Yes.
I believe it.
I absolutely believe that as well. So there's this scene, right, where this dude is banging away on this chick. She's like, oh yeah. And he pulls out to basically come on her tits, right? And he's sitting there and he's just... And I swear to God, it's 5 minutes of him jacking off trying to finish. And she's like... with her mouth open, just sitting there for 5 minutes waiting
She's
for
like,
it to happen. It's like, hurry up already. And he's sitting there, and he's sitting there, and he's jerking and jerking and jerking and jerking and jerking. And finally...
This face is giving me everything. I can just make nasty
So
faces.
She's sitting there. She's been sitting there with her mouth open for 5 minutes, right? It was like this little pew.
Oh,
I was like, after all that, dude, you've got to be kidding me. That's it. And he's trying so hard. He's like wiping it on her face. I'm like, but porn gives us unrealistic expectations. And, you know, when there are people that end up with a woman, and when their nether regions don't look like the women on porn, they get a little. It's like, dude, a lot of those women have had like vaginal reconstructive surgery.
Over and
like,
over.
You know, guys, it's unrealistic. So forget what, you know, the sort of typical hot is, and
eventually the makeup has to come off.
Because I don't think I'm that.
Do people think about that?
No, of course not. I don't happen to think I'm that good looking. But if I can find somebody,
I don't
want to
have this discussion again today.
I'm just saying, if I don't happen to think I'm that good looking. I'm okay. I'm not, you know, I don't need to wear a bag on my head. But I don't need to be what other people consider hot. If I can find...
Absolutely. If you're not happy with yourself, come on.
Like, if I can... And you know what? My partner thinks I'm attractive. My partner thinks I'm attractive, and that's all I need. I'm not one of these people. I don't have to have everybody and their mother going, oh my God, you're so hot. Let me post 50 million selfies. Oh my God, you're so hot. You're so sexy. Oh.
I don't know how to talk like this.
Oh my God.
Alrighty.
I'm like, I don't need public approval. The other thing that guys learn a lot is, if she doesn't stop you, you're good to go. In other words,
so
do whatever.
If it hurts, then just keep going.
If she doesn't specifically say stop it, then, you know, fuck it, you're fine. Just do whatever.
It hurts. It hurts.
Yeah, that's right. You know, basically, listen, it doesn't always have to be an explicit get the fuck off me. It can be as simple as, like, pay attention to the signs, pay attention to the physical
signs.
Or
when they start pushing back.
Right. If you find that somebody has their hands, like, if you're going away on the top, whatever, you know.
And they're not pushing toward them.
Right. And they've got they put their hands, like, on your thighs.
That's a definite sign.
Yeah.
No.
I would say probably stop. Pull back. Give a second. Just because someone
forget to reapply.
No, that's that too. Reapply the lubrication, folks. Yeah. Basically, all of this boils down to. Basically, all of this boils down to one thing, and all of you guys must remember this:
that we
men are entitled to sex.
I should slap you.
Which, tongue-in-cheek, folks, tongue-in-cheek. Basically, what that boils down to is that all men are essentially taught that men are entitled to
but
sex.
But we teach, not only in that article did it say that we teach men to do that, but we teach our young girls to accept that that's okay.
Right. It's the same. We teach our girls not to get raped instead of teaching our boys not to rape.
Correct. We don't go, oh, Johnny, don't stick your penis in her when she says no.
No.
We say, okay, little Linda, if he sticks his penis in you, then you say stop. But if he doesn't stop, then you go repeat that. You go to the authorities afterwards.
Well, then God must have wanted it to happen.
Oh, God. I don't want to get into that discussion. So we're going to skip the offbeat tonight.
We have something fun.
I don't know how this is going to work.
I figure if we just turn our backs to each other.
Okay, good.
We can do that.
I'm
going
to turn this off and just put our names on.
That's fine. So I saw a video today on Facebook. It was a BuzzFeed
video.
If you want to cheat,
it's on my Facebook page.
Right, yeah. But it was a BuzzFeed video, and you had couples that were together for varying amounts of time.
That one that was together for a very long time. They looked horrible.
It was awful. And what they did is they had them draw each other without looking. So I was like, hey, you know what? That could be fun. Give us a couple of minutes, and you know. So we're going to actually attempt to draw each other's portraits without looking from memory. Let me give you a couple pieces of paper here.
Oh, I'm gonna need a couple pieces.
Mm. Just in case you mess one up.
We're doing 5 minutes or six?
Five
they
minutes.
Did six.
Did they do six? I don't think
oh,
they
let's
need
do five.
Okay. Here, I give you those. So we're going to take a couple minutes, and we're going to draw.
They can see us.
Each
other. We should make it so they can see us.
Well, if we just turn back to back, they should be able to see us.
I need to.
So we're going to draw each other.
How do I look from the side? Comment below.
Fuck. Ah!
Really? Oh, thank God it happened.
Oh my God.
We really need a table, ladies and gentlemen.
I just rolled the
markers just rolled to the back of the table and
then
rolled back to the front.
That's how bowed this table is. Okay. So we're going to attempt to do this. Oh, God damn it.
Why do we keep getting upset?
Just
don't let them go.
All right. So we're going to put 5 minutes on the clock and we're
ready?
Going to, wait. And we're going to draw each other.
That's one of the new lights back there, too.
Oh, the one that's underneath there? It's lighting up my butt? Okay. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to draw each other from memory.
Oh, God.
From memory. Okay.
Wait, can I have one last look?
No. Stop it. Ready?
Okay, ready?
Set. No cheating and looking in the
thing
over
damn.
Here. Can't do it. Ready?
I'm looking already.
Stop it. Set and go.
Oh, no giggling. Oh God. The marker, if you just rock the table, it'll come to you.
If I just rock the table, what?
The marker.
I know. What color was it?
Oops. Oh my God, I messed up already.
Oh, God damn it, Felicia.
That doesn't count. That's horrible. I'm just going to trace this.
You're going to trace it? This is pretty fantastic.
I'm not sure if I can handle what I'm going to see later.
It doesn't necessarily have to be what you look like right now. It could be.
I hope not.
Although,
God.
Technically, it could be.
Are you elbowing me?
God,
I can't do great work.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're going to laugh so hard when you see this.
I'm terrified.
Don't be too terrified. Just be a little terrified.
Just be a little terrified. Oh, it's so pretty.
So pretty? Oh my God, you keep elbowing.
Sorry.
Okay, when you look at your face, I don't want you to say anything. It was all like that.
Do you have black? I need black.
I am black.
I understand that.
Oh, you want... Oh.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Here. Is this black or gray?
It should be black. How much time do we have?
We have 3 minutes.
Shit, okay.
Can it be abstract?
Can it be abstract? This set of circles represents you.
You don't really have a choice at this point.
I hope I have time to put clothes on you. Can we
get
encore?
This is gonna be a disaster. Does it have to be what you look like right now?
No,
said
that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good job.
You're
doing a great job over there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I haven't looked.
Whoops. Oh, fuck. Whoops, she says.
I don't have much time, so this is what you get.
I'm kind of hurry a little bit here too.
No, you don't have to hurry.
Well, I have to.
You get what you get.
A little bit.
I'm sorry. You might have to frame those.
I swear you have an outfit that looks like this. I could be wrong.
Oh God. If not.
Maybe anyway.
I guess I'll have to get one made.
You should, because this is going to be a sexy, sexy, sexy outfit here.
Where's the red?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm just going to let everybody know that I am available. for portraits.
Uh-huh. I am not. I am a graphic designer for a reason.
I am available to do your portrait. I can do kids' parties, bar mitzvahs.
Without getting kicked out?
Absolutely.
Drinking your uncle's wine? I think this is all you're going to get for me.
But how much time do I have?
56 seconds.
Oh, shit. God damn it.
Oh, that's right, your ears. Do you need ears?
Do I need ears? Thanks, Felicia. I don't have earrings. I need earrings. They're not going to match.
This is very, fuck. This is very abstract.
This is, all right, you ready? Are we good?
We have 30 seconds.
Oh. Color in your ankles.
Color in my ankles? Oh, I don't want to know.
All right.
I have time for a drink, too.
I'm ready. You ready?
I have to do a touch.
All right. Is it time? What time is it?
It'll go off.
Okay.
Gosh, you're so impatient.
Well, sometimes, you
know. Felicia, hurry up. How long does it take to put lashes on?
Ah, damn it. Okay. Ready? We'll show.
Are you sure?
Yeah, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh.
No.
Why is my ass so big?
They're hip pads.
Oh my god.
Have you ever seen yourself in hip pads?
Oh my god. So low.
Yeah. They're on your hips.
And my makeup.
Well, I tried to do the shading. You have usually have like two different colors up here. We usually have like two different colors over your eyes and your lips. I didn't have earrings that match, though. But
that sounds about right. I'd never have earrings that match.
You have your breastplate, and look, this is your.
This is me.
This is your wig with. You usually have pink hair, and the pink didn't show up so well, but it's there. Look, you have pink hair and your wigs, and then your high heel boots.
Scott's outside. Oh my god, I haven't even checked the email. I'm sure people are just dying right now.
So, this is here. I'll even sign it for you. And you can put it on your fridge.
Why is the email taking so long? Oh my god. This explains why I sucked at being a man. That must have been the man talk.
Probably.
Stunning.
That's for you.
What is stunning, Crystal? I need explanations because I...
My drawing, goddammit. I will happily do... If you would like me to do an original portrait of you, please just let me know and I'll whip one up for you right here.
Jimmy didn't like the dead air. We didn't have that much dead air. We were talking.
We were still talking.
So this is mine. I was inspired by... Pablo Picasso.
What the fuck is going
on? I got all the key elements.
You got something.
Hair.
I only have one ear and a nose that's really crooked.
You know what? This is Van Gogh. You don't know. You don't know.
And my bow tie is attached to my chin.
Exactly.
It's good. Good.
It's good.
Thank you.
You have no arms.
No. I don't have a body either. I'm kind of like, I look kind of like Pee Wee Herman.
I was going to draw you cartoon-like, and then I thought, I'm very good at drawing cartoon-like.
You should have. I could have, I'm just saying.
Could have been like, look at this bitch. Look, see, I even started with cartoon eyes. And then I was like, maybe I should.
That's an eye?
Yeah, I would have drawn.
That's an eye? It's an ear.
Don't judge me.
What the fuck, Felicia?
This is
a. I'm like, this one, I'm like, oh, this is good. You got an ear going.
Oh, we could have done a side, like.
Right, deal. That's what I thought was happening. Here, I didn't realize that was this. An eye.
Hold on.
Oh my god. So yes, I am available for.
Let's go ahead and.
I'm available for parties. I can do weddings if you want. Mm-hmm. If you want, I can totally do weddings. Funerals. I'd be a hoot at funerals, wakes.
DUI hearings.
DUI hearings. Yes,
those are big in this city.
Oh my god, I could be like a court. I'm gonna be a court.
Are you gonna go to the Jodi Arias trial?
Watch me here. I'm gonna be a. Because you have.
You're gonna draw me Jodi Arias.
The judge up here, and then you have like.
Oh my god! Like, why are they so far apart?
This is like no. This is the, like the swinging doors to the thing here, and then you have like the jury that sits over here. Watch.
Oh my god! They're so detailed.
This is. Brilliance right here. I'm going to be one of the court reporter people, not reporters, one of the court artists that's going to do an artist rendering of Jodi Arias as she sits at her table.
Oh my. This
over
is,
here.
This is not, this is blowing.
Is it? I'm going to get her stringy hair and her glasses. Yeah.
You ask when you turn. Oh, okay. When I turn sideways, I look stunning.
Oh.
So I should just sit like this.
Just sit like that. Yeah. Probably. This is at her thing here. And then this is her lawyer who's going to sit right here.
Jimmy says that my drawing looks more. How do you say this? Matisse?
Matisse, yes. Does her lawyer have glasses? I don't know if her lawyer has glasses.
No, but she has those annoying little glasses.
And then you have the
judge.
She has
a little bob hat.
You have the judge up here.
God, his head's huge.
And then this is a gavel.
Is it really? Looks like he's about to go home. Where's his jacket?
This is my... I forgot the prosecution. Shit.
They're not there.
I'd rather
they basically know they won.
And draw the prosecution. Prosecution. He's gonna
Why isn't this message showing up? This message has been deleted. Why do you guys do that?
And he's got a briefcase and papers. And papers. Okay. This is my artist rendering of the Jodi Arias trial.
Oh.
this over here, of course, would be Jodi with the stringy
Where's
hair
her
and
hair?
Glasses. It's right there.
Oh, that's her hair?
She needs stupid bangs.
Oh, that's better.
There. Unmistakably, Jodi Arias. Thank you very much. This is her lawyer over here. This is the prosecution with his briefcase and papers.
That
and
he never opens.
This is the judge, and this is the gavel. And the, over
that looks
here,
like a hoe.
That is not nice to call a judge. And then you have over here, you have all the jury. This is my, I was wondering, I'm going to put this on eBay.
Oh, go for it.
Somebody's bound to buy it.
I think you should sign it. Maybe we should auction that off so we can get more.
Oh my God, that would be brilliant.
So we can get items for our show.
Totally. I'm telling you, if you would like me to draw your portrait, I will draw.
No, we're going to auction this one off.
And we can. If you would be interested in purchasing my artist rendering of the Jodi Arias trial, please just contact me on Facebook. If you know any, this would be a collector's item. If you know anybody that would be interested,
and nobody needs to contact Jodi Arias.
No,
they don't need
fine.
All that.
No, it's only an artist rendering, so it's not. Like licensed, but it's from my imagination,
which is
so
that has the value.
It does, but you shut up. this here will this is the collector's item. Oh, I you know what I forgot?
What?
I forgot the state seal.
Don't.
What does the state seal look like?
I have no clue.
I think there's something. We've got like
bunny.
Red shit here.
Bunny like, says, don't quit your day job.
Whatever. You don't know me. Is there yellow?
There's yellow. My God.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh.
This is the state seal.
Oh, my husband's still laughing. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I have added now the state seal behind the judge.
Oh, is that a new one?
You like that?
Is that redesigned?
It's abstract, okay?
Oh, so this will go with this?
They're not a pair. Oh. You're going to have to auction yours off separately. Stop trying to hone into my
thing. Your fortune?
God damn it.
God, now every reporter is going to be waiting to see that.
So if anybody would like this.
It's signed and everything.
It is signed. Look, see, down at the bottom over there. You just let me know and we'll
$200 starting bid.
Right. I will, or if you want an original one that's just designed for you, you let me know and I will design one for you.
Oh my.
For you. Just for you. You want me to do a self-portrait? I can do a self-portrait, too.
Here, I'll let you trace it.
Too many.
I think that it would be a great idea if every week, maybe somebody sent us, like, a challenge, such as this.
I think that would be awesome.
Now,
like a sort of a dare.
A doable challenge, like, that we both can do-ish. But not be too.
Nothing to do with blackface or.
Yeah. Nothing offensive, please. I think it's funny. I do.
It would be funny, but.
But I think that many of our colleagues, especially people that don't live or communicate with us daily, would be very offended.
Right.
Because somebody had on there that they wanted me to do this shade and then paint Freddy. And that would be, it would be awesome. But racism is not even close to being over.
I think we'd be looking at a little, yeah.
I think that there would only be like two people watching.
Right. Oh, no. Actually, we probably have a whole bunch of people watching just so we could, just so they could go.
They are not a. I'm glad you guys enjoyed this. We need to find more things to do.
Right.
If you Wayne find suggested that we do eat jelly beans.
I don't know what the jelly bean challenge is, but Carrie did mention. I told you about this in the car on the way to Rainbow's Festival. When she used to work at Kids Corner, they would they'd find like the vomit flavored like jelly beans and stuff, and they'd mix them in with the ones that look just like them.
I think that's probably what Wayne is talking
about. I have no idea, but so it's, you know, it's whoever gets them. But I can't stand jelly beans, so that's not going to work for me.
Well, it'll be even more of a challenge.
I'd have to like chew it and then spit it out. Like I don't eat jelly beans. So
that's fine.
You know, I don't know what Wayne is talking about, like the Harry Potter jelly beans or something. I don't know what he wants us to do with those.
Oh.
Never heard of the jelly bean challenge. Don't know what the fuck it is. But but something like that, if anybody.
I have asthma.
Yeah, no cinnamon challenge. That's just stupid. But if anybody has anything like that that they want to see us do, or here, try this, it's really gross, or, you know, oh, I should start getting random weird shit from the Asian market.
Oh, just not that stinky fruit.
The durian?
I should just start getting
random fruit and stuff. Because you know how like BuzzFeed has the videos of people trying different weird stuff?
Mm-hmm.
We should totally do that.
I am not getting a Brazilian wax.
No, thank you.
Have you seen that video?
No.
Men getting Brazilian waxes for the first time?
Oh, fuck. You know, I'm thinking more along the lines of strange, like Asian sodas and weird Asian fruits and candies and things. I go to the Asian market all the time. I can totally find shit.
The weird stuff that doesn't have an English word on it.
Right, you have no idea what this is. Or like the translating, like the translation is like, have happy time with
and you're like,
fun.
What?
Have happy time with fun candy. It's like you.
Or the lady at the register is like, it only 25 cent. It only 25 cent. And you're like, bitch, I don't know what that is. It's good for you. You like it. You're like, that's not no gum. That's something else.
It's
I don't
something
know
weird.
Else.
I'll just start getting random shit. Oh, I don't know what this is. We'll grab it and we'll just start tasting weird shit on the show. We should totally do it. Call it like,
I have to get Scott to install a bathroom right here.
Call it something like Freddy's Fabulous Finds or something.
We don't even have to name it. We're just going to just
I'll
stop
just
in the middle of the show.
And just do it and see. Yeah. What do you have coming up on your agenda?
If you haven't seen on Facebook, I'll be at Blythe on November 1st.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
That's what we were gonna do. We're gonna go a little over because I need to call somebody.
For fuck's sake.
Because Freddie won't be here next week.
I won't be here next week, and Lord knows Felicia can't handle this shit on her own. We've already been there. Tried that. I will be watching and I will be chatting, but I will not be on. I can't be.
I thought I had Michelle's number. Let's see if this is a... So, one person we thought could be a guest host is Michelle.
I love you. Shh. Banana.
Watch, does anybody
have
the number anymore?
My bell.
Hi, this message is for Michelle. This is Felicia and Freddie. Just give us a call back, and if you can call us back in less than 5 minutes, what? Bitch! I had done. This lady is a hoe. She didn't even let me finish.
Aw, what the hell? Fail. Just send her a message or something, or tag her in something.
I'll tag her over and over.
There you go. That'll work.
Anyway, so we think that Michelle will be our guest host next week. If not, we'll just keep tagging people randomly until they say yes.
Somebody's bound to say yes. Since all y'all fail and you missed your chance, I'm trying to have
nobody
your...
did a commercial. I'm so looking forward to that.
I know. I was looking forward to it, too. I wanted to see what everybody was going to say.
God. Anyway, so if anybody wants all these award-winning drawings, look at that.
Yeah, I can put that on your fridge. I'm really upset about that.
On my fridge? My kids don't even have drawings on the fridge.
I know. That's why mine goes up there. You can take it to work and put it on your work fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Put it up in your office.
I'm not sure what that really is.
Yeah.
This one's stunning. This is collectors. Collectors.
See?
I don't care what you say.
I'm telling you. That's going to be worth money.
You can scan it and make your own posters.
Oh my god, I could like sell prints. And what? That's prints, not prints.
Posters.
Prints.
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 It's been a long night.
Man, let me tell you. Let me tell you. Yes.
Do we need to tell people about upcoming movies? Movies? Movies?
No, I think we covered pretty much everything last time. Shows besides Blythe, do you have anything?
I have Bedazzled on Friday at Zone. It's 9 p.m. at Zone in Phoenix, and it's a $5 cover. Movies coming out this week are Laggies.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
White Bird in a Blizzard exists. Oh, Ouija. I kind of wanted to see that, but then
nobody
I saw
ever...
more previews, and it seemed kind of corny.
I'm not surprised. Oh, look, it's a Ouija board. Oh, no, we called spirit.
I do want to see Dear White People.
That
looks hilarious.
Stop touching my hair.
Kingsman, The Secret Service, I'm not sure what that is, and 23 Blast. That's what's coming out this week.
I don't know what really any of those are.
Except for like,
oh, well, it's okay.
I'll do my homework next.
I don't have any other shows until December 26th, which
is
the day after Christmas, and this bitch isn't even going to be here, so fuck you, Scotty. So inconsiderate. Yes, he did.
He didn't know.
Yes, he did.
He bought them before that. Before you announced it. I didn't tell him.
He said considerate. It's just inconsiderate.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, Phoenix Movie Bears and Gabe King Photography. Y'all, we're getting kind of close to Christmas time, and then I hear people talking about, I wish I had Christmas cards with my family pictures on them. So you should call Gabe King Photography so he can get you working on that, you know, get you some.
And if you're really strapped and you want something a little more original than that, you can send people Christmas cards with our pictures on them.
Oh, we have already taken some. We could just totally get them made for you.
Christmas Santa hat and shit on some
stuff. Totally Photoshop that, huh?
Right. We totally make ourselves look Christmassy. So if you really want something and you don't really want to, if you don't have the time or whatever to go get your pictures done, even though I'd highly recommend it because Gabe would do fantastic family pictures that you'd be able to use for a Christmas card, just use our pictures.
Your family will understand.
That'd be fine. They'll love it.
Just tell them to watch the show from now on.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
It'll be great. They'll love it. They'll put it on their refrigerator.
And we want to thank our supporters, Whitey Tidies and LawTruck.com. And I would like for you to subscribe and then come over here and click the thumbs up, like it. And then let us know if there's anything that we can do on the show that you would like today. This face, I tell you, is a Wayne request. Because this... It's not going to happen again. Do you see how high my eyebrows are? There's not much space for this. You didn't put my eyebrows on there.
I think it's pretty accurate.
That's rude.
It's accurate.
But like, comment, and describe.
And describe. Don't describe. God, I can't even imagine.
Subscribe.
Don't describe.
And we'll see you next week.
Thank you guys so much for watching. And please tune in next week as Felicia makes a fool of herself while I'm not here. And I will be watching.
Hopefully the fucking comment thing works.
Oh, I hope so, because otherwise... I'm gonna be all over that.
I'm in the beauty shop, bitch.
Eva! These are fucking beauty shop vibes.
Yes.
I'm gonna do my next castle.
I think I have to do the beauty pageant today. I'm pretty sure.
Aren't I pretty? Good night.
Good night, everybody.